Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Wow, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. And now, here's Rob.
Welcome, everybody, to The Mike O'Mara Show. It's Rob and it's Josh. And Mike is running a little late today, which is a shame. Because we have what we'd like to try to do every year. We've set this up. And his time window is very small. Mike is running late, so he's not going to get a chance, which is sad, for our annual Masters call. We've actually, you know, Jim Nance is a friend of the show. And he's a little elusive, but his people sent a phone number. And they said he'd be available this morning at this time. So let's go ahead and dial up this number that we have here and see. This is the first time we've used a phone on the new podcast, I think, since we've all split up here. Here we go. This is my new phone, Josh.
Yeah, it's that new landline.
Yeah, it is. We got it hooked up. See if we can get him here. Hello?
Hello. Oh, hello. Good morning. Good morning.
I'd like to speak to Jim Nance, please.
Oh, pronto.
Oh, Jim.
Good morning. Good
How
morning.
Are
good
you?
Morning. Good morning.
You sound
oh,
a little...
just sorry, herkle-derkling a little bit in the bed. Sorry about that.
You sounded a little froggy. Would you
yeah.
like us to call
late
it later?
Night? Late night. No, we're up. We're up.
We're up.
Yeah, we got up about 10 minutes ago. I was just lingering. Trevor's in the shower, so we're going to be.
Hold it. Yeah. Who's in the shower?
My broadcast partner, Trevor Immelman.
So,
sorry about that. It's early. It's early here in Augusta.
I know that when we used to work for CBS, sometimes they'd ask us to pair up in rooms. Are they?
Yeah, Butler Cabin, tight quarters.
I didn't know you were in Butler Cabin.
Yeah, that's where we stay. It's convenience. It's great to be here. Hello, Rob.
Hi,
it's Jim. It's nice to hear from you again. Wonderful. A great day and a tradition unlike any other. The Masters. On CBS, a 74 degree high with the sunny skies today should be good stuff for everybody. Should be a lot of fun.
How's the visibility? Almost limitless now.
Clear blue skies, sun draping the azaleas. A tradition unlike any other. No, as you know, Rob, this is what I live for. This is the pinnacle of my broadcast year. I'm looking forward to it and all the storylines here at Augusta, the greatest golf tournament in the history of the world. Great to hear your voice.
It's great to hear you. Did you get your start, I think you did, as a weatherman?
Yeah, I was in front of the green screen for a number of years and made the pivot to sports back in the mid to early 1980s. And then, of course, the career with CBS, and I've been... I've had a very lucky, fortunate
yes.
run with the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Now I know that you are allied forever with the Tiffany Network. I know you're going
yes.
to retire after your 50th Masters. You once
that's
told
when I plan
person.
To retire. I'll be an older man, of course, but that's my goal is 50 years at the Masters, and then throwing up the microphone or calling up, hanging up the microphone, as
or
they say,
giving away your last tie.
Excuse me,
oh,
early
dear.
Early morning here at Butler. Yes, hold on just a second.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
Trevor, I need that. I need that. That's not yours. All right. Go ahead, Rob.
I'm
so
curious.
Sorry. Trevor was, he uses my stuff like it's his own. That's not your toothbrush.
No. There's a lot of people at the Masters. I'm just curious. Are you?
Oh, are you kidding me? The patrons? Are you talking about the patrons or the broadcasters?
Me. The patrons is what I'm talking about.
Ah, the patrons. The most well-behaved fans in sports history. Yes, they're not allowed to get out of line, or their asses, thrown the hell out of here. Pardon my French. Sorry about that.
I know you're passionate about it. I was wondering, is anyone masking up down there? Because you just had a nasty cough.
No. There's a little creeping crud that's running its way through the broadcast center. The thing that I try to emphasize with all of my fellow broadcasting, I was saying to Brandel Chambly just the other day. I said, hand washing, Brandel. Hand washing, that's the key, because, you get something and it just runs rampant through. I'm as you probably know, I'm not only a a compulsive hand washer, but I'm also a compulsive hand sanitizer. I think I've been on your show when I've had my hand sanitizing products at the ready.
I remember.
All the time. Ready to go.
And is it true you still only use Bill Paley's personal soap?
Yes, Mr. Paley. Mr. Paley was very kind. Years and years ago, prior to his death.
Yeah.
Prior to his death, he sent cases of CBS embroidered, not embroidered, I'm terribly sorry.
Embossed.
It's embossed. CBS embossed ivory soap to all of his broadcasters, and I still wash my hands thoroughly with piping hot water right out of the tap and ivory almost every 10 minutes or so.
I love the fact that Bill Paley was so old school. Does that dry your skin out?
It does, but that's why I also have handy, up in the booth, Jergens lotion. And Jergens lotion keeps my hands supple. And you know, when you're holding a microphone all day, that can be tiring, and you want your hands soft and pliable. And, you know, Jergens has a world of other uses as well.
I was going to say,
isn't that right, Trevor? Oh, he's laughing.
Yeah, he's laughing.
Put that towel back on. Yeah, go ahead, Rob.
So
I'm sorry.
I'm correct in assuming you have lotion in the cabin and in the booth.
We have multiple bottles of lotion and in the booth, in the cabin, and tons of ivory soap here in Augusta on the 18th, where the booth is. Yes, up in the tower, the towering tower at Augusta National, overlooking the azaleas and, of course, the Eisenhower Pine.
Is it true that next to the Eisenhower Pine, there's a less impressive plant? It's the George H.W. Bush?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. That's very funny. Sorry, I was delayed in reacting. Oh, the George H.W. Bush.
Yes.
No, that's your joke, silly. You know that's not true.
Before we move on,
of the years when Hootie Johnson was running the operation, they tried to put a porta potty out there, and Hootie practically blew a gasket. And several people were fired, and I heard a rumor that a couple of them were later on pistol whipped.
No,
based on putting that porta potty out there. But that doesn't matter. It's time for competition,
and
the greatest golfers in the world have gathered here in Augusta, Georgia, for the. My God, I didn't put down the number. I don't have the number. I haven't written which number it is. Trevor, do you know what number? Oh, he's good for nothing.
He's kind of like your Keith, if you were the kid on Righteous Gemstones.
Yeah,
I get it.
Well, we had a late night last night, of course, the broadcaster's dinner that we have after the champions' dinner. And as usual, it always ends up with Vern making a mess. So it's great to have you. Yeah, Vern. Oh boy, what when he gets up from the table at one of Augusta's best steakhouses, we'll go nameless. That would interfere with sponsors. It looks like a toddler's gotten up. Crumbs, stains, ketchup. It's just terrible. Vern likes his steak extra done, and he likes a plate of French fries next door, not touching the steak.
Chooses the menu for? I know that the previous winner of the tournament.
No. The menu is unchanged. It's always steak.
Steak.
Every city we go to, steak. Well done. Everyone gets it that way. Dottie, we make an exception for Dottie Pepper.
Oh, Dorothy, yes. Dorothy
Dottie Pepper is a vegan, and we allow her to have whatever crappy curry dish she wants to have on that for Peppa. That's Miss Pepper, and lots of salt and pepper for the lovely Miss Dottie Pepper.
Has she always been vegan?
She's been vegan as long as I've known her.
I think you told me once that she was excellent at eating meat. What did you mean by that, Jim?
No, that's not true. That must be someone else you're speaking with. I don't understand. You can ask me any questions Hold on, I hear another voice there.
Well, Rob doesn't want to talk about an actual sport that's happening here. This is the 89th Masters.
89th? Now, it's the 89th Masters. Who am I speaking with?
Oh, you've not met Josh. Josh is our executive producer. This is Josh Sroka.
Josh who?
Sroka.
Sroka.
Sroka. It's a Polish
name. Eastern European?
Yeah, it is. It is.
Okay.
Of course.
Just checking. Go ahead. What can I do for you, young man?
Yeah, well, I want to start winning like Carrie, so I'm wondering who's going to win this weekend. Who's winning?
Winning? Winning?
Yeah, he has
winning.
He has this thing where he doesn't say his G's on a gerund.
Oh, let me just say, I think it was Keith Jackson who told me a long time ago, the consonant is the broadcaster's best friend. So pardon me if I will correct you. Winning, It's anybody's ball game. I have my personal favorite, as I always do with any tournament where I get to see him. Of course, not being currently on the PGA Tour, I don't see him as much as I'd like to. But
now,
Bryson. Yes,
Bryson DeChambeau. He's one of your favorites, isn't he?
Bryson DeChambeau. Oh, now there is a man that carries himself well. That is a man that knows the traditions, that respects the traditions, that loves to dress to the nines, and love having him involved in this tournament, and many of the other live golfers, but none as wonderful as Bryson.
What's your favorite thing about Bryson?
Oh, well, Bryson in the old days, and I say old days, 2-3 years ago, when he used to wear the cap. You know, the cap was just so wonderful, and I said, Bryson, don't take it off. Don't, and he went over to live, and everything changed with the world. But it's wonderful here. Trevor!
It's Trevor's roommate.
Trevor, put out my shaving kit. Thank you. It's a hazing ritual that the junior broadcaster always puts out the shaving accoutrement for the main broadcaster, who's me.
You still travel with a leather kit, don't you?
Yeah, but getting back to the tournament, many, many great golfers are here, but Bryson has just always been a favorite. He's never shown me anything but love and respect, and I think the way that young man has made himself not only into a golfer, but also an incredible human being.
I always give a tip of the cap to him.
Yes,
good pun with the cap there. You like the hat. How do you feel about his trousers?
His trousers are fitted, and of course, I was a big advocate of the new look, which is the body-hugging trousers with synthetic materials that are used by today. Today's modern PGA
body hugging trousers.
You know, you go back not too many years ago where they were wearing those pleated baggy pants that did nothing to show off the athleticism of some of these golfers outside of the some of my favorites. I mean, we wouldn't want to see Billy Casper in hip huggers, would we? No, that wouldn't be good.
Nor Lanny Watkins.
Nor Fuzzy probably wouldn't have done it very well. Chi-Chi would look good in them. And Arnold would look very good. Arnold was a man with an amazing physique. Jack, not so much. The pleated pants were Jack's friend. And as anybody who remembers the 1986 Masters, oh my goodness gracious, what was that double knit material? If that had been in a tight fitting pant, that would have been a horrible thing to see.
I remember that Masters, and it was after that when Tom Kite was doing Who Wore It Better.
Yes.
He said that those slacks were out of the question.
I think it was Gene Sarazen years and years ago who said, if you're going to play in the Masters, wear clean underwear.
That was Gene. God bless him. He had his
wonderful
own sense
guy.
Of humor.
You know, he had his own personal valet that used to travel with him. I don't know if you know that fact.
I did not know that.
Yeah. A guy named Zipperhead. He was a slightly challenged man that attended to Gene's every need.
I remember.
And before Gene died, he was with him right to the end.
I remember Gene coming off the 18th hole saying, "Where is Zipperhead?
Where's Zipperhead?" And there's a rumor. I can't substantiate it, but I will tell you that I believe that there was a rumor that right after Gene died, Zipperhead threw himself off a cliff.
Oh, no.
Hope that didn't happen. No, but onward. Onward to the 80. Is it the 85th, Mr.
89th.
Siroga?
89th.
You 89th, yes, like I had it right. The 89th, just as I said. Go ahead, Rob.
You know who I'd like to see out there and do well this year? One of my favorites, and a guy who does wear pleated pants, is the great John Daly.
John Daly,
he's faced so many challenges.
Little piggy. No.
What does that mean, little piggy?
No, he disgusts me. It's not right. It's not right.
What's not right?
Oh, the drinking, the smoking, the smell, the odor. It's just not acceptable. He's smoked and consumed alcohol for so long, and he's ruined himself. And he's also, I think boorish behavior has no place at Augusta in my world. I am not a fan, not one little fan. You know, he goes to that den of iniquity up the road, Hooters, and just drinks and smokes and drinks and smokes. It's just it's not the Nance way. And I don't think it's the Master's way either. I believe in decorum. Decorum and the proper way to play this great game of golf at Augusta National Golf Club.
Did you ever room with John Daly?
Never had the pleasure.
Yeah.
Or the
yeah.
displeasure, if you know what I mean. I avoid him like the plague. Him like the plague because I don't respect what he stands for. Wine, women, song, no place for that. No place for that at this hallowed ground.
And what
absolutely
do you stand
not.
For?
What I stand. I say. I stand for decorum. I stand for the beauty of athletic men competing in the greatest sport in the world. And I stand for the Republican Party.
Do you believe in brotherhood?
I believe in brotherhood, camaraderie. I believe that one man's love for another competitor can truly
yes.
can truly define him.
I appreciate that.
Brotherly love is something special, and the love between two men cannot be ignored.
I wasn't trying to ignore
it. They don't just have it on the athletic field. And, of course, you know I've covered a tremendous amount of football with Tony Romo for CBS, but I also I've observed these wonderful golfers. And not only do you have camaraderie and brotherhood on the field, but in the broadcast booth. I've always had a great, close, loving relationship with all of my broadcast partners. Ken Venturi, Pat Summerall, all the greats. And all the guys that are out there, too. Bones. All of them. They're all wonderful guys. And I'll tell you, sometime if we've got a moment at dinner, I can tell you why they call them Bones.
I would love to hear that. You talked about your broadcast partners. Have you ever had Tony Romo put out your shaving accoutrements?
Tony and I roomed for, every broadcaster that joins Jim Nantz in the broadcast booth, for the first year, we travel together and we room together so I can kind of like show them the ropes, if you know what I mean. But let's get on to the regular masters. Come on now.
I know that when you're on CBS, you're really not allowed to root for any players.
Favoritism. No, and it was very difficult with Tiger Woods. And one thing about Tiger Woods.
How about his trousers?
Oh, back in the day, they were baggy. I should point that out. They were baggy. And look, I'm like so many others. They dragged me kicking and screaming into Tiger playing at Augusta. But I also think that once we let him in, wow, what a fantastic competitor he was. Really, really good stuff.
You know what? Great for the game, like you are, Jim.
Great for the game, like Jim Nantz, with a tradition unlike any other.
So now that we've got you, Jim Nantz, you're down there in Butler Cabin. And
yes, I do. I'm ready to go. I've got my series of ties, one for each day, and I've got my master's urinal for being up at the tower. You know, you can't go down that ladder and come up that ladder when nature calls all the time. So there it is.
Now that we've got you sort of out of your element, not on the broadcast, I can ask you if you prefer certain players to others.
Of course.
Who you like.
Absolutely.
For example, like from Argentina, how do you feel about Emiliano Grillo?
Fine. Let him play.
What? Yeah. Well, that's not the attitude that you should have.
Oh, you know. What's that name again? You try to pronounce it.
Grillo.
I think before you can have a successful golf tournament, you need to secure our borders.
What? No, Jim, that has nothing to do with it.
Let's move on.
All right, here's a nice, easy name to say. Minwoo Lee.
Well, I think you should slap a tariff on his ass with his golf bag. That's just my opinion. How about the great ones like Jordan Spieth? Or Ben Crenshaw? I mean, some of the real greats, all right? You're mentioning some very unusual names for me, and I'm not a... blanket heading, not a fan.
All right. How about you got to love this guy. Great player. Cristobal de Solar.
No. Once again, no, really. Cristobal? What are we, on the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria? I mean, for the love of God, really.
I thought you were more welcoming than this.
No, I don't mind the British players coming over. As a matter of fact, they even talked me into liking Tommy Fleetwood's hair.
Now, you came over on the boat from Great Britain, didn't you?
Ancestors did, the Nantzes. The Nantzes were at Plymouth Rock. We were on the original Mayflower.
No kidding.
Yes, yeah. We were on the original Mayflower when it touched American soil. And I can trace my lineage back to not only George Washington, but Alexander Hamilton, both of them, some of my bloodlines. Now, how about that for exciting? And boy, what that young Hispanic man did to the story of Alexander Hamilton is, to me, blasphemy. Blasphemy of the highest order.
You don't like rap music?
Oh, it's disgusting. It has no melody. Where's the melody? That's what I've said for years and years. Where's the melody?
What do you like to listen to?
I like to listen to, well, my favorite, outside of Pat Boone, his stuff's a little old.
Yeah.
But I like a good Elton John song.
Hey, just as much as the next guy.
Yeah. I truly do. I'm a big fan of Neil Sedaka. He's somebody's, that's great music.
You know, I've been working on my Neil Sedaka impression. Would you like to hear it, Neil?
Please do.
Here we go. Okay. Hi, this is Neil Sedaka, and I'm talking here with Jim Nantz, who's at the Masters.
I'm not a fan of that. Please, let's
like
move that? On.
You don't like is it?
Don't
devil?
Care for it.
Do you think it's the work of the devil when someone changes their voice?
Well, I think that there's so many people now with, I saw a video maybe a year or two ago of Miley Cyrus.
Yes.
That was, and then she is floating through the sky on some giant metal ball, and I found it disgusting.
Yeah, it's wrecking
absolutely
ball.
Disgusting.
Wrecking ball, you know, is the
really.
Song.
The one thing I wish they bring back at the Masters is checking the skirt length.
Now, is that for the
just
players?
Above the knee? Just above the knee, and you will be free.
Yeah, the patrons. Yes. The patrons have to do that. Oh, you know what I wanted to ask before? I've got a few other players I want to ask you about. But
sure.
They always talk about the food at the Masters, the pimento sandwiches and the
pimento and cheese.
Yeah, and it's they keep it so cheap. How do they keep the prices so
low? Well,
low?
It's cheap and it's good for everyone until the vat of pimento cheese goes a little off.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then you can have a run on the facilities, which are monitored here at Augusta. You cannot walk into one of the public facilities without having an attendant there. They do a great job, and I always make sure that I tip them a $1 bill every time I go in there.
That's
I have
great,
a stack
Jim.
Of singles, and they're not for a strip joint, John Daly. What they're for is tipping the bathroom attendants. That's what I do here at Augusta,
now,
where the patrons are forced to behave, just the way it ought to be in all of society.
You know who I think is really well-behaved? A couple of players that I like. Nico Echevarria and Camilo Villegas.
How about why don't we mention some of the all-time greats, the ones that are still there? How about young Scottie Scheffler? What a nice man that is. Now that is a fine golfer right there. And let's not leave out Bubba.
Yeah,
Bubba Watson,
true.
Lifetime exemption, wonderful player, good guy. My heart belongs to Bubba, and a respectful young man too. Unlike that Daly character that you were mentioning before. He's just not good at
it. You know,
hold on just a second.
Okay, yeah.
Trevor? Yep. Thank you. No, the right one? Now the left.
Oh, no.
He's helping me on with my socks. Please.
Oh, of course.
All right.
So he's in front of you on his knees.
All right. Thank you. Now the garter.
The garter.
Thank you. Thank you. That's wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
You go on and on about Bubba Watson, but do you think he could like take on Rasmus Højlund from Denmark?
Oh, Rasmus would be allowed. A Scandinavian player.
Okay.
Yeah, we're fine with that. No
what
problem
about
at all.
Kevin Yu.
Kevin Yu? No. No, really.
Just
I mean, my feeling is this. If you don't speak the language, and I'm not even sure whether Kevin does or not. I think, what? Oh, that's fine. I think he's a citizen.
Okay, good.
Yep.
Now, what about some of the older players? Do they like?
Oh,
this
no one can compare to Billy Casper. No one.
But
no one at all. Oh, the rotund man had a way about him. But I think my all-time favorite, if you are talking about the gold standard of PGA player, Byron Nelson was the man. I multiple times went down to Texas and I went pheasant shooting with him. What a wonderful guy. What a great. I love guns. I think every house should be mandatory that every house have a handgun.
You don't have a gun in the booth, do you?
No.
Good.
But I carry one on me.
Where? Where do you strap?
My sidearm? I don't have it on my side. I have it in my my ankle holster.
It's in your pants.
I have an ankle holster. That's where we've gone right now. I bet John Daly doesn't have an ankle holster. Probably a holster to carry a beer. Or that swill that he sells as vodka and seltzer. Disgusting. Yes.
You like a red wine, don't you?
I like a fine cab. There's nothing like a cab. I'll tolerate an occasional Merlot. I drank a lot of Merlot when I was building my Pebble Beach golf hole in my backyard. What a wonderful thing. You
but
know,
only one glass, right?
Only one glass right before bed. Because I have to get up early to make Jameson his breakfast.
Hey, is anyone from Italy coming? Are you rooting at all?
Not if I have my say.
But aren't you rooting for Francesco Molinari?
No, I'm not. No. And look, you can't argue with the man's talent. But really, just like Miguel Angel Jimenez, it's just, you know, it's not my cup of tea. But I digress. My favorite this year, the guy that's going to win the whole shebang, is, well, I have to say, it's BD.
BB?
BD. D as in David.
Oh, BD.
As your executive producer said, the guy that you should look to winning is Bryson DeChambeau.
That's your favorite.
That's my favorite. That's that. Listen, I have to get off the phone now. It's been a pleasure talking with you. I hope you enjoy. Where's my Masters music that I wish had been playing throughout the entire interview? I will tell you that it is a tradition unlike any other. Now it's off with Dottie to get bagels, as we always do right before the first broadcast.
I would love to have you back, Jim, to talk about the bathroom attendants.
Well, I'm going to see one of them quite shortly. As a matter of fact, we don't have our own private facility in public
cabin.
Before
the bagel or after the bagel?
Well, as you always know, first thing in the morning after the bagel, Jim has to take a
Jim.
See you, everybody.
You can't say goodbye, Jim. What a pleasure, but man, you can't say that word. Mike, I'm so glad you're here. You wouldn't believe who we just had on the phone.
What did I miss?
You missed Jim Nantz.
Oh my, what an incredible story that is.
It really is. Do you know they have bathroom attendants at Augusta?
I had no idea that they have bathroom. Yeah, I do. I was, you know, the listeners sent me to the Masters
one year,
Rob.
But you
it
didn't.
It was very, very special.
Did they have attendants that, like, you would tip and they'd give you cologne? Or
no, they, yeah, you could tip, I'm sure, but they did have bathroom attendants. It was one of the special things. Listen. Salute to Mr. Nantz. Thanks so much for joining us on the show.
But love him.
I need to address something right away on
Please.
The show before we get. We got a big show today, an awful lot to get to. Want to talk to Josh because the guy had a tube up his ass the other day. So let's make sure that.
And
we,
you're not speaking figuratively.
Not
that
one
could
little
mean
bit.
That like he was really uptight. But no, he was. He had a procedure.
I am not someone to ignore the fact when my hypocrisy is called out. And I enjoy it, actually. When someone calls me out for hypocritical
behavior, do you really enjoy it?
No,
I do.
Don't ask people to call you out.
I don't think you enjoy it.
No, I know when they call me out, guys. I know when they do it. I know when I make a mistake. And I am here to own it today.
All right.
And I'm here to tell you that when someone says, I can't believe that Mike called out Rob Spiewak for burping, they are spot on correct.
Yeah.
They are absolutely right. I own it. I take responsibility. Yes, I know I've burped multiple times on
right.
this show.
Mm-hmm.
I own that.
I feel
and
that's
that
your
is
spot,
hypocritical.
Though. I shouldn't do it. You know, you don't need
well,
two
no,
people
no,
like that.
No, now stop. Now, see, you're not doing me any favors by being passive on this.
I'm not being passive. I'm going to try
about
to...
let me just handle my own apology.
All right.
Please.
All right. All right.
I really want to apologize.
Rob, when you go soft and apologize and make it your fault, it makes the listeners even more upset.
Makes them angry. He knows that. He's smart enough to know that.
No.
It's a strategy.
No. You
it's
know what?
Strategy.
I put you,
it's a
I put
strategy
you in a,
to
it's
make
not,
them hate me.
Yeah, that's it.
It's the only
I
thing he's
Mike,
done consistently.
That's what I benefit from.
You
is
do.
When people get mad at you.
You do.
No,
you
I don't.
Do.
I don't
yes,
like
do.
That.
I
like
I don't want to go down that road. I don't want to go down
that
psychoanalytical road that we do occasionally.
Yeah. The broken
Rob
road.
All right, hold on. What's that? What?
The broken Rob Road.
No, it's really not you being broken. No, not at all. It's me. It's me being broken. I'm the one trying to be. You see, he can't handle it when I'm self-deprecating. He can't handle that. He wants to be the one who's self-deprecating.
He's
and
been
I'm
abused
here.
For too many years.
That's true. It's a, he has his shirt off, and he's called the cops, and he's going to send me back into the house instead of sending me off to jail. Well, I want to go to burp jail because it was my fault for calling Rob out.
Burp jail.
With one tiny caveat.
Yeah.
If
yeah.
I can offer this. It's the thing is that it's not that Rob burps, it's the quality of the burp.
You're citing one burp.
No,
one,
no.
Yes, you
Your
are.
Your burps are more, in my opinion, more often than not, they are wet. Burps.
Yeah, Mike,
they
but
are
you're you
gurgly,
are just.
Death rattle.
You
burps.
Are thinking of one particular burp when I hadn't totally swallowed a mouthful of Coca-Cola and it came up as a gurgle.
You've
instead
had
of a burp.
You've done that before.
No, but there's one. There's one that, you, that was
like
2 days ago.
It's kind of this.
Yep, exactly.
And
you'd think
right.
I wasn't ashamed of that? I was ashamed of that burp.
Yeah. Well, you have a mute.
You should have gone to burp jail.
I should have gone to burp jail.
You know, look, I can be talking like that. See, I just hit a button and it can go. You can do it with the stroke of a finger.
Yeah.
You know. But I also think that when I'm in the middle, unfortunately, yes, for the advertisers of the Mike O'Mara show, my belches tend to come during the spots when I'm getting a lot of words out in rapid, sure, fashion. And mm-hmm, I just don't have time.
Things shift
to do that.
Now, in your body.
In great studios, beautifully built studios, I've had a cough button, which was a big fat button that you could hit in a split second. You, yeah, can cover it up. You can map. Exactly. I don't have that. I've got to go over to a control board, find the mute switch, and then la 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 la. That's the way. That
works. I have a mute button. Let me see it. If this works. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's what, yes, I should be using.
But I think there is a charm to belching. The only difference. Did you just burp?
I did.
It was real.
That was real.
You drink carbonated beverages.
Yes, one every day, one every morning.
And I am here to say to whoever the a-hole that started that thread, you know, and it surfaces. Josh sees a lot more of it than I do.
Yeah, Josh,
I know,
dwells on
it.
Oh,
I've been hiding a lot of it, but yes.
You've been hiding a lot of it?
What have you been hiding?
The hate. Well, the hate threads.
Would there be the hate threads? I'm not going to promote where they exist, but next to that, how, are you familiar with the burp discussion?
I have seen the burp discussion.
What would be next in line? Since I'm owning all of my mistakes here, would there be any other particular hate line? This is dangerous for me.
It is.
I'm asking for this, and I could fly off the handle
hidden hate is what this is.
I do not have one for you.
You don't?
No, because I stopped looking at where the hate is, and yes, I've left all of that because it all turned on me.
How did it turn on you?
Trump won.
Oh, I see.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I get it. And you're very public about it, as I'm public about the way I feel.
Yeah, so I got tired of being called names and seeing it, so I've hidden all that stuff.
By the way, I have to say, burnout. I achieved burnout yesterday with yes tariffs, no tariffs, analysts, blah, 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 both sides. Look, I have a 401k like anybody else. I freaked out like anybody else. Here's what kills me.
Okay.
When he does something that actually makes the market go back up,
right,
by pausing the tariffs for 90 days, and then all the media does.
Yes.
All the media does, all of them. Left, mm-hmm, right, in between says, oh, he capitulated. And you know he hates that. Why are you goading this man with this massive ego when he did what I think was the right thing in pausing the tariffs, for Christ's sake?
It's also what he does for everything. He always goes to an extreme,
yes,
lets everyone freak out, and then go back to the normal. So
because
he knew we were going to end up back here.
And Josh, if that was a plan, I'd be happier. But it's never a plan.
Oh, I think it's always a plan.
I couldn't disagree with you more.
I think that collection of clowns,
that is not the art of the deal, you Kool-Aid drinking.
It is.
Hulk.
Yes. You know why?
No,
you
it's
know
not
why?
The art of the deal.
Because
you're going to get hate today, Josh.
Oh, I get hate every day. It doesn't matter. I say it's the plan because now everyone is celebrating. Well, there's still tariffs on everyone. Yeah. No tariffs went away. They just lowered to 10%.
Well, here's the thing.
And yet everyone's celebrating.
I care about one thing first and foremost, and it is the bottom line.
Yeah.
The bottom line. And I got burnout yesterday regarding yes, no. You can say it's all a great design by the brilliant Donald Trump. Mm. I say that is a clown college at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Yeah, his plan is like that of a six-year-old.
Crash the market and then bring the market back. I don't think that's the best plan in the world.
His political system, Mike, is the equivalent of a six-year-old breaking a window and then going into the kitchen and spilling milk so you don't notice the broken window.
That's
the plan.
And I think we can't decide day to day. And the problem is with these political news shows and all these pundits is they need something to yell about every single day instead of just letting something play out.
You know, it might be an oversimplified look at things, but, you know, I certainly understand where that comes from. And, you know, I all I know is that there's too much of it, and I want stability, mm-hmm, and I think everybody's getting tired of the television show.
Well,
everybody is getting tired of the news cycle where some asshat move happens every single day. It's right. Just, you know, I think we loved it when our government wasn't the subject every single day and things were a little more stable. That's mm-hmm. all.
Well, I got this secret text message yesterday morning saying to invest all my money in the stock market so it would go up. You just got to get. You,
gotta
get
oh, you the, got on the list.
You got to get on the Trump text.
Yeah, I see.
So he gave
yeah,
me the sure. heads up.
So right. you get of course like, he on did. That on that
he's
text.
Jesus Christ. What?
On that text, you get like stock tips, but also included on defense strategies.
Oh yeah, right. Exactly.
It's the same big loop. No, chain.
That's the new spin this morning. Is it was all a plan to make his buddies rich.
It, you know what? Of course it was.
Yeah.
Look, the bottom line is, last word on this, I do want to say that with these tariffs, I wanted to scramble and get pre-tariff goods from China, which I did. I showed them on the show, and I'm here to tell you that I test drove them.
Mike, this is why you are perhaps the greatest broadcaster working today.
My Chinese golf shoes.
You used the national consciousness of our own president
yes.
to get back to Temu,
Chinese.
Which has been the biggest yes. topic on this show for the yeah. last 2 weeks.
Chinese.
So how has our wish, president made your golf shoes
right,
better?
I wish we still had Jim Nance on the phone to talk about these Chinese shoes.
Beware!
He doesn't like them.
I used them, and I even washed them at the end. Gave them a little polish because they got a little dusty. They were dark blue, as you saw.
What do you? How do you polish them?
If you cleaned
I just
them,
put a little. I put a little lens cleaner on it. That's my little secret. You love alcohol lens spray.
You use lens you cleaner. You clean everything. On everything.
With that. I do.
Did like the lens cleaner get the dent out?
You gotta warm up.
But,
the
no,
lens
but a listener.
Cleaner.
I forgot which listener it was. There's my lens cleaner, by the way.
Yes.
I'm gonna have a store eventually with all my stuff that I like. I'm gonna be doing that soon. But let me get back to the shoes.
Yes. You must have liked them if you were cleaning them.
I was treating them with a little LOV. Yeah. I was I said the thing about the dent. Somebody said there is I forgot what it's called. It's a type of dent fixing that is not quite as expensive as the body shop, and it might match the and he got it done on one of his cars, and they can really work wonders with
is
any
it
kind
Earl
of
Earl Scheibe?
No, it's like it's pointless dent fix. Hold on,
it's not that. A good name if it starts well, with well, pointless.
No, pointless is also right. the main descriptor of this podcast, so maybe you get a discount.
Hold on, God damn it! My computer's acting weird.
But today. This is not a home cure. This you have to go to a store to do it, right? A merchant?
I think this is a particular body shop that does this kind of. Mm-hmm.
I think it's called Paintless, not Pointless. Maybe Paintless Dent Repair.
Is that a podcast? Paintless.
I sent it.
No, it's
I
not.
Really appreciated it. Who was it? Oh man. Oh,
did it come via email, via text?
It was a Facebook message.
Ah, the messenger
that I got. Mm-hmm.
Look for the lightning bolt in the blue background.
Yeah, right. There is a thing called paintless dent repair.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it was paintless. Instead
so that's
of
probably
paintless.
It.
I like that show with
PDR.
William. I like that show with William H. Macy.
Pointless wouldn't be the right.
Paintless.
Was it Liz? No, it wasn't Liz. It wasn't. Kelsey.
Was it Gail or Bill or?
I think it's Mark Murphy. Mark Murphy said, "Mike, about your dent, you can find a shop that does." I think he meant paintless, but he said pointless dent repair. I think that, but I read it and I thought it was.
Well, here's the best thing about Mark Murphy is I can guarantee Nance would let him play.
Oh,
the
it's
Masters.
Paintless dent repair, which would be a perfect solution for me because I don't have any paint damage at all. It is cheaper. And I've seen them take out some crazy dents.
Crazy
dents. I run a body shop. Might be less than the deductible. So there you go. So I'm gonna check.
I still think you should call it pointless dent repair. It's just one letter, but
it
changes
was painless.
The whole meaning.
It was painless. I don't doubt that he probably
and
voiced
painless.
He probably voice texted it, and that's the way.
Way
that
to go,
works.
Murphy.
But when you go there. Just see how many times you can call it pointless dent repair to the repair guy.
This is why I do this show. So I'm not calling a place. I said, "Do you do pointless dent repair?" And they go, "Yeah." Can you imagine that? The receptionist at the body shop, and how long I'd be on the phone with what? There you go. I'm a moron. Thank you. I'm a hypocrite and a moron. Congratulations, haters. I hope you're happy. I've established that for each and every
this
one of
show
you.
Is paintless.
So yes, it is.
Golf shoes good.
And Jim Nance sleeps with Trevor Immelman in Butler Cabin.
You're not implying they do anything. They're just sharing a room.
No, they're just bunking up. We'll take a short break. Come back with the news of the day, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. This program is sponsored by Liquid IV. I love it. Got my peach today. Treat yourself. You love it. I love it. Does not make you burp as much as a carbonated beverage.
It does not. There's no bubbles in it. Right.
It's great. Extraordinary hydration. It's powered by Live Hydrocyanins. Science.
Science. Science.
That's a registered trademark. Do you see me drinking it daily? Do you? Yes, you do.
Yeah.
I don't like to do the show without Liquid IV.
You drink it John daily.
Yes. Daily John. Grape, lemon, lime, pina colada, peach. I love the white peach. It's wonderful. So does Jim Nance. Or rainbow sherbet. White peach is the best. Yes, we've said that for a very, very, very long time.
Jim
what does
Nance
that mean,
only
Rob?
Drinks
we've said that for a very long time.
Mike, do you think I didn't pick up on that? I got
Thank
it.
You. Thank you very much. Unlike sports drinks, Liquid IV delivers three times the electrolytes, eight essential vitamins, and is always non-GMO, vegan, and allergen-free.
Jim, do you like your Liquid IV burnt?
I do. Yes, I carry a picture of it. I have been, by the way, Josh, you might not know this. He was on the show one time, and we found out that he likes his toast burnt, and because they never get it right, he carries a picture of the way he likes his toast to show the waitress.
He does.
In the breakfast joint. He's on the road a lot.
Yeah, he's not out of touch.
Try some Liquid IV. Liquid IV will make you happier than Mike O'Mara getting his latest haul from Temu. Hey, it all ties together.
Yes.
Meanwhile, speaking of Liquid IV, tear poor, live more. Liquid IV treats yourself to extraordinary hydration. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. We love this client. We really do. 20% off your first order with code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Yummy, yummy love in my tummy. News, ladies and gentlemen.
Every day Mike gets up and gathers these news items to so you can be informed and can speak with authority when you go to a cocktail party and someone brings up a topic and you've got all the news you need because Mike cares. And as he said yesterday, he loves you all. He loves you dearly.
Yeah. He's just got to figure out where that news is plugged in.
Yeah, he's going to find it in a minute. This news is so hot. Okay.
Give me a break. I found it.
Mike, you love them all.
I love them all. Thank you.
Hot news. Here it goes. Oh, he's on the printer.
I don't have a staff.
I know you don't.
Anyway.
You need Dottie Pepper to help you out. And now he puts on his glasses, which means, Josh, we're one step closer to getting the news. Do you want the sounder again?
Sure.
Okay, here's breaking news.
Yesterday in Palm Springs.
Yes.
Justin Bieber was heading into a coffee shop with friends when one photographer said good morning to him.
The Biebs.
Well, that set him off.
Yeah,
you know, I never miss a good Bieber story.
You live for it.
He said, quote, no, not good morning. You already know. Why are you here? Then he told them all they care about money. All they care about is money, not human beings. And he kept repeating the word money over and over again. Justin wasn't completely unhinged or incensed the way an Alec Baldwin or a Mel Gibson might act, but he was still creating the best kind of content. Do you have the video of Justin going off? Is it worthwhile?
It's just, it's him, you know, I feel this one might be planted by the Bieber people.
Really?
Because he doesn't act. Yeah. He doesn't act that bad, but it's enough to get him on TV. Here, we can take a look. Here you go.
Oh, good morning.
No, not good morning. You already know. You already here. You already know. Money.
Looks good.
Money, 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 money. Money, get out of your room.
Why does he only have one hand on his sleeve?
He's a skinny drink of water, isn't he?
He is.
Okay. Get out of your money.
Still doing the exposed boxer shorts look.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's money. You don't care about people. Only money. Only money. No people. You don't care about human beings. Go. Go. Go.
Did something happen that he had a bad morning?
Well, they don't say that.
Well, if you looked in the mirror, that's quite a look.
Besides the Crocs.
Yeah, and he's going in there, obviously, to get muffins. That's
the
what
Crocs look like they're like eight sizes too big. And what is it with the morning frap from Britney Spears and then Justin going into the donut shop? Look, it comes with the territory. I get it. They are bottom feeders. I get that,
They
too,
are, but don't you think that was so pointless that it might have been a setup?
All he had to do, he was showing off for someone, because all he had to do was say good morning and walk into the bagel shop and
go
get
and get
bagel.
His muffin. Yeah, get his cinnamon sugar bagel.
Josh, I appreciate the text about the White Lotus. I did agree with you on it, and we did the review yesterday, and it was a disappointment. A great article. I wish I could credit it, but very, very detailed about why the White Lotus meandered the way it did and what a disappointment it was. Amy Lou Wood. I'm not sure what character she
is. She's the teeth lady.
She's the tooth lady.
Oh, okay. How nice.
She's been getting attention for her gapped front teeth. Well, there it is, idiot. but it's making her a bit sad. Quote, it makes me really happy that it's symbolizing rebellion and freedom, but there's a limit. The whole conversation is just about my teeth. Well, it wasn't on my show because I spoke about how she was my favorite character, and she was so sweet that they decided to kill her off. Of all the people that they wanted, there was such tone deafness in the producer and the way he developed the characters and then left storylines hanging. And then there seemed to be a desire at the end of that show to kill off all the attractive characters.
You know
how
she
and when I say
died?
Attractive, I don't mean physically attractive. I mean the characters that were appealing as human beings. Did it not?
Yeah, but there weren't many of them. Even the one
the young kid of the family, the Ratcliffe family, was the only appealing member of the family, and she was the only appealing person in that show that had a moral compass.
You know what would have been a great ending for the lady with the teeth is if instead of the father.
See, you're falling into just making a tooth joke. That's all you're doing. You're doing exactly what she's complaining about.
But you said it was miserable that she got shot. What if she had taken a big bite of the suicide fruit and then chewed it up, but instead of swallowing it, she pushed it through her teeth?
That's better than I see the comment constantly online, she should have caught the bullet with her teeth.
See, that's not funny.
That's not.
Not at all.
She said the whole conversation's about my teeth. I'm not getting to talk about my work. They think it's nice because they're not criticizing.
Yeah.
And I have to go there. I don't know if it was a man, would we be talking about it this much? I think we would. It's still going on about a woman's appearance. It is. But let's take the teeth out of it. It does take away from her. She grew on me to such an extent where I got beyond the teeth, and I thought that her performance was so tender and so sweet and so loving, and she pulled it off beautifully. She's a phenomenal actress, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. In related news, fans think there might be a feud between the aforementioned Amy and Amy Lou and Walton Goggins.
Oh.
They don't follow each other on Instagram, and they posted tributes to their characters' love story without tagging each other. Don't read too much into that. Come on.
That's stupid.
I mean, if you post something like that, you know it's going to get back to the other person.
Yeah.
People suck.
Walton Goggins has beautiful teeth. You ever notice that? Maybe that's why she appeared so out of the ordinary, is she was next to him. He's got a gorgeous smile.
Okay, that might just be from the Rob Spiewak file.
You don't think he has a nice smile like when he's Uncle Baby Billy?
I haven't put any thought to it whatsoever.
You must think about it.
Has anyone heard about Jessica Simpson using snake sperm?
I haven't.
Jessica apparently.
Mixed with honey, right?
What did you say? What?
I think she mixed it with honey.
It is a concoction. Jessica Simpson apparently using snake sperm to help her sing. Apparently, this is a thing, at least according to her. But this snake semen concoction that Jessica Simpson says she uses on her throat, might just be snake oil.
We have tape of her singing with that concoction.
Do you want to play some? Stop.
She mixes it with honey. Come back, Mike. We need you.
You broke the news.
Didn't break the news.
Zoologist Jay Brewer from the Roku Channel show Reptile Royalty. I watch it every week.
Yeah, I watch all the snake shows on Roku.
Calm down. Highly doubts that it's doing anything for her. It even sounds like he doesn't think whatever she's drinking even contains that product from a snake in the first. Mainly because it's hard to get in any significant amount. from a snake. I don't know how he knows this. You know, you just tie a tiny little.
It depends on the breed. If you have a Peter North Constrictor.
Wow. God almighty. You are obsessed with that substance.
You're in his wheelhouse.
Yeah, he loves it. It's so gross.
I don't love it.
Jessica's going to keep on chugging. She says, quote, I mean, it just really clears my throat. I'm just a great singer when I have snake sperm. That is a direct quote from Jessica.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, nothing
maybe
for that,
she's
huh?
Just, maybe
no,
she's
I
a
don't.
Little confused.
Nothing when you can't gargle. Thank you. A new study has found that bad background music at work can destroy employees' moods and productivity. I have always said this when I've gone into a retail store that has horrible music on. Mm-hmm. I've even spoken to employees about that. I said, that's got to be a little tough. A lot of them have told me they tune it out. I actually bring it up sometimes when I was like, man, this has got to be a little tough haul with this on all
day. And know
long.
That it's on a one-hour rotation, so they're hearing it all day.
Now,
Carrie
bad
used
music,
to love her music at the store, but
bad
that was
music.
Weird.
Is subjective, but even if it's upbeat and customer friendly, it can be mentally draining to the workers if it's not what they like to listen to. Think about the holidays. Employees who enjoy Christmas music can seem much more engaged and pleasant than the ones who are, you know, all I want for Christmas, one I want for Christmas away from a psychotic break. Big corporate places probably won't change anything, but small businesses can benefit by allowing the staff to pick their own music within reason. Or by creating quiet zones. Creating quiet zones?
Sure. You got to do that. It's near the milk.
I mean, Mike. I'm with them when get the employees to select their own music. That's fine. But then mm-hmm. we create a quiet zone, you know? Like we have the quiet car. God forbid we tell people just to be. I got to mute my other microphone. Sorry, it's been on the whole time.
That's
just
right.
To continue me wrecking the news. Yeah, the whole quiet thing. How about just asking people to be respectful?
Be polite, yeah.
Really.
Exactly.
Anyway, quiet zones where they're able to
escape. I find that as I get older, places like grocery stores and convenience stores, their music is more to my liking. And I will occasionally hear a song.
Sad.
I know. I hate it. When I'm in a grocery store and I'm like, oh, this is my jam. And I realize it's in a grocery store.
I get it.
I guess that's the magic of being 54.
And have you noticed more checkout people that have like one earbud in?
No, I haven't noticed
I've noticed a lot of that at the grocery store.
Wow. Of course, the you know the grocery store cashiers, the machine does it for you, so why not? Moving right along, a man in Chatham County, Georgia, called 911 earlier this year after his wife called him at work saying that someone was snooping around their house and banging on the doors and windows. It was someone they knew, so he initially called the county. It was someone they knew? Well, I guess they knew the guy was a creep or something.
Okay.
Called the county's non-emergency line. No one picked that up. So he called 911, and it took 3 calls and 6 minutes before someone answered. Not good.
No.
He eventually got a dispatcher, but in the middle of the call, he heard the woman ordering a McGriddle from McDonald's for breakfast.
It's a great sandwich. Really
the
is.
The cops did eventually show up at the house, but by then, the unwanted visitor was gone. The man has since obtained audio of the call, is asking officials to clean up their act. For what it's worth, someone from the county says something like this should never happen. Still, county data shows that at least last year, 24% of 911 calls were marked as abandoned. That's interesting terminology.
This reminds me of a bit you did about 100 years ago, when it was when DC was getting trouble for the 911
call. People on hold.
And you did the hold music for DC calls 911.
Thank you for calling the District of Columbia's emergency number.
The thing that was so great about it, and it's a little inside, is towards the end, you were just playing a record in the background, some production music, and you would just hit stop. So it would go like, dee 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 doo. Please
the Washington, D.C. Chamber of Commerce. Yeah, I remember. That was a good bit.
That was great.
Finally today, the drive-through lines at Chick-fil-A are notoriously long. And on Monday night, a Waymo driverless taxi glitched out and caused a major backup at Chick-fil-A. Wouldn't cause a backup if they didn't try to manage those lines.
I know.
With their traffic cones and their overly important. There are too many employees.
Do
and
you
all
hate
that.
As I do when it gets really busy and they make someone stand outside by the speaker?
Oh,
they're not
it.
Using the speaker.
No,
they're talking.
That's Chick-fil-A standard.
That's
I hate
standard
it.
Operating procedure down
I
here.
I hate that.
This happened in Santa Monica. No one was hurt, but the driverless car did cause enough commotion that they, oh dear, close the drive-thru at
Chick-fil-A. Oh, my God. How will I get my waffle fries?
Witnesses say the Waymo stalled out with its hazard lights on. At one point, it backed up a little.
Hey.
Then stopped again. Unclear if anyone was inside or if the car was on its own solo mission. Some hungry people complained, of course they did, about being stuck waiting for a half hour sitting on their ass in their car waiting to get fried food.
How much would you hate to be the passenger in that Waymo?
Oh, where you're
just out of control and everyone's mad at you.
You go over the window, press your face up against the tinted window. It's like,
I would get out and walk away. I'd leave it in the line. I'd get out and I'd walk away. Just go.
Nobody would care if they just bring back those delicious peach milkshakes.
Oh, God.
Yes. Mike and Mike Jr.
They're
taste
good.
Treat. Oh, my God.
They're very
Please
good.
Bring them back. It's almost springtime. Anyway, we have to take a break. We will come back. I have no idea. I have no idea.
So many things to talk about.
There's too much. Absolutely on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be back, everybody, with more fun and more thrills. But first, I want to talk about Smalls. Really love Smalls, and we really appreciate their business. Is your cat food having digestive issues, or your cat having digestive issues? My bad. Throwing up their food?
Bad.
Meow. Wretch. Maybe I can actually do that. Hold on a second. Let me see if I can.
You know, we don't use the word wretch enough.
Wretch is a wonderful word.
Wretch is a great word.
Here we go.
Okay.
Is your cat having digestive issues, throwing up their food, meow, or in need?
What's happened to Molly?
Or in need of a diet upgrade? Listen up. This podcast is sponsored by Smalls. Smalls Cat Food has protein-packed recipes made with I'm having a tough day.
You're doing
preservative-free.
Great.
Yeah. Not preservative free.
Preservative.
Is your cat having digestive issues, throwing up their food, or in need of a diet upgrade? Listen up. This podcast is sponsored by Smalls. Smalls Cat Food has protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients that you'd find in your fridge, and it's delivered right to your door. That's why cats.com named Smalls their best overall cat food, and you can get 35% off plus an additional 50% off your first order. Head over to smalls.com and use code TMOS for a limited time only. Customer Elizabeth says, "My cat was always so-so with her usual food. But she's very enthusiastic about Smalls. Stop it, Rob. Her breath is much better, and she poops much less frequently. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't smell disgusting like it used to. Like it used to."
Hi, this is Neil Sedaka, and I have a lot of cats, and I love Smalls.
Nice. Plus, try it risk-free. That means a full refund if your cat won't eat their food. So, what are you waiting for? Give your cat the food they deserve for a limited time only, because you are a Mike O'Mara Show listener. You can get 35% off Smalls plus additional 50% off your first order by using my code TMOS. That's an additional 50% off when you head to smalls.com and use promo code TMOS. Again, that's promo code TMOS for an additional 50% off your first order plus free shipping at smalls.com. Now, what is this Red Sox video you wanted to share with
Someone
me?
Someone was standing. It looks like it could be after a game or after a practice. They were sort of vague about it. But as they're going through the tunnel, the current Red Sox team is going through the tunnel. A videographer is asking them what their favorite movies of all time are.
Oh, this is old. This is old.
Oh, it's old? Yes. Okay. I didn't know. Before. I just saw it for the first time.
Okay. So
it's probably in your feed because, Mike, there's a new Red Sox show on Netflix now.
Okay. All right. And the Red Sox, by the way, getting thumped right now by Toronto. Not a good omen for them. But by the
way, they're better than the Orioles this year.
They're better than the Orioles. They're both having a tough time, but freezing up in Fenway last night. Felt for those people out there. But go ahead. Roll this video. Let's take a look.
Some of their answers are great.
What is the greatest movie of all time? Hangover.
Alex Bregman likes The Hangover.
Shawshank Redemption.
Oh. Amen, Isaiah.
Shawshank Redemption.
Don't know him.
Lilo and Stitch.
Jaron Duran, Lilo and Stitch.
Terminator.
Terminator.
Star Wars. Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith.
Bro.
Bro.
No. Those are minor leaguers.
Yeah.
Star Wars.
Which one?
Revenge of the Sith, episode 3.
Which is the greatest movie of all time? Armageddon.
Oh, Armageddon. By...
Book of Eli.
Book of Eli?
Underrated.
Cocktail.
He's a stand.
Step Brothers.
Step Brothers? Good.
Grease.
Yes, bro. Wow, love it.
What was the greatest movie of all time?
42.
Jack Robinson.
There you go. That's the rookie that starts. Yeah. That's a guy. All right, we get it.
All right. I'm sorry, I thought I was bringing something new to your eyes.
No,
my apologies.
No, that's cool. I like that. Kristen Campbell, actually, is it Christian Campbell or Kristen? Christian, not Kristen, will be a girl's name. Mm-hmm. Kristen Campbell made the team from being a rookie in camp and went all the way to the show. Now is a starter, which is an interesting story, baseball.
What is the Red Sox
got a big
show,
contract.
Josh? What is the Red Sox show that's coming
up? What, Rob? I'm sorry?
What is the Red Sox show that Josh said is coming up on Netflix?
Oh, it's like... it's like what they did for football. It's like the...
like Hard Knocks?
Like Hard Knocks, but for the Red Sox.
Okay. Hard Knocks, Red Sox.
So it's following their season.
I want to ask you,
the clubhouse,
Josh,
a year with the Red Sox.
I want to ask you about de-influencing. Okay. So we are all, Carla, very much into influencers and influencing right now.
Yes.
Uses them with her business and her TikTok that she's gotten... has really exploded for her, and I'm delighted and happy for my wife, who's doing really well with it. But Josh said there's a new thing out there.
Yeah, there's a new trend called de-influencing, and it's two modes about it. It is influencers who are tired of being influencers and burned out on it. So now what they're doing is they are making...
Because it's so taxing.
Yeah.
Right. So now they're making videos on showing you what not to buy. And instead of pushing to buy things... It is, here's the cheap crap I bought from Temu that doesn't work.
Oh, well, I sort of did that, didn't I?
Yeah, well, you know, that's not really de-influencing. It's just like being
influencing people to buy cheaper, and I bet they're getting bribed by the Chinese.
Could be.
This is telling them what not to buy.
Yeah, so it's more like a PSA.
But
like,
then,
don't buy this.
But part of this trend, there's also some advice for de-influencing your life. So their advice is to mute people that make you feel like you need things, to wait 48 hours before impulse buying anything over $20, to when you see an influencer, to say that's cute for them, but not for me. Remind yourself that buying a new planner is not the same thing as becoming organized, and let go of the guilt that you don't have to buy something just because everyone says you need it.
I'll give you an example. I'm as guilty as the next person.
Sure.
And Carla calls me on it all the time. And, you know, I buy cheap stuff, but I buy too much cheap stuff. And
which is as much as buying one expensive thing.
But the dent fixer. What was I thinking, right? I probably should have known. And by the way, I will call the Paintless and see what happens, because I think it might be a perfect fit. So I appreciate that guy letting me know that. But at the same time, I love the 24-hour rule, because the internet is just absolutely inundated with this, buy right away, where they are, you know, these algorithms are designed to get right into your, your serotonin levels.
They make it so easy, and they target me when I was drinking.
What are you targeted with online? I'm curious about that.
A lot. Right. Lately, I get targeted hats, because I bought two hats. There's just hats everywhere. And then they target things based on things I say. Like yesterday, Mike, I had to order some Velcro. I needed some heavy duty Velcro because I'm doing some stuff, and there's a USB hub for my computer that just, you know, flies around. It's not attached to anything and it's small. So I put some heavy duty Velcro to keep it down, right? But today I'm getting like Joanne's Fabrics. Do you need needles? Do you need fabric? Do you need this? And I'm like, no, I don't.
Right.
But when I was drinking, it would be really bad if I had a few and go down and started shopping for like songs on iTunes. I'd wake up and I would have spent like $70. And I mean, on songs.
But
and
besides hats, is there anything that they target you with right now? Because,
you know,
it's your history too that they go for.
I'm going to open Facebook right now and tell you the first targeted ad I see.
Mine right now is lawnmowers.
Because you're looking for a lawnmower?
I need to buy a lawnmower this weekend.
Electric, or are you going to get gas powered?
No, electric.
You're going to go with electric?
Yeah. I have a small yard. I don't need a gas.
And the electric lawnmowers
battery,
have really like upped their game. At least
it looks like
what I see. Right.
Yes.
All right. Here is a digitization service. Here's another hat one. It's
Legacy Box.
It isn't Legacy Box. That's
okay, but yeah. I know. That's why I thought I'd throw that.
Entertainment Weekly targets me. I get amusement park stuff all the time. Spotify targets me.
Are you on Facebook? Is that
yeah,
where you are?
That's where I do it. This? Yeah,
all right,
that's
where, the exact same thing you're doing. Let me see.
Okay, but it's weird because they really do. Oh, here's a here's dogs. Lots of dogs. Here is iMart Express for glasses. Okay. And get myself some new glasses.
The GMOS fan club. The first thing I see,
yes,
is Rob Spiewak's cartoon. What? It's not good. People are doing AI pictures and cartoons of us, and
right?
They are not good.
And this is on the TMOS fan club.
All right, the first one, and I'm gonna lap the field.
Okay, this. All right.
Comfort Stretch Traveler 5 pocket pants.
But don't you see, of all the people on this show, you would be the one that would be most likely to buy 5 pocket pants.
I see an old Mike O'Mara show Muppet. That goes back a long way.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, that's not an ad.
All right, very good. I see from this guy named Soroka.
Who?
It says, build a better podcast. Start here. All right, and you just click on a button. It looks very user-friendly. That's something I might check out. That's something. So check that out. It's just, people be able to find that if they said build a better podcast, if they just put that in a search engine, Josh?
Or the Podcaster's Warehouse.
Podcaster's Warehouse.
That'd be the more direct way to do it.
Podcaster's Warehouse. All right. Then
something just happened, Mike, that I've never had happen.
Squares golf shoes.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. My favorite one ever was when I was battling being anemic, and they sent me an ad for Stage Blood because I was low on blood cells. And obviously, all the blood talk made them think I should buy a gallon of Stage Blood. Not so.
Oh, there they are. Crave-worthy golf shoes. All right.
Now, are these slightly better than the Fostrons or whatever you're wearing?
Well, I they look similar, but they're multicolored, and I'm clicking on it right now because I always do.
Sure.
This is Olakai. I know that's expensive. Yeah, $150.
That's too much.
I paid $28 for mine.
Mike, this is weird that this just happened. I just realized I don't have my wedding ring on, and I don't ever take it off, so it slipped off somewhere in my house.
I actually enjoy my feed quite a bit. Would you like to know the Masters Club dinner that they offered for the players that were there?
Yeah,
we'll just scroll past Rob's revelation.
Yeah,
what's that?
No, I just realized my wedding ring has fallen off.
He lost it somewhere.
I don't have my wedding ring.
When did you notice that it was missing?
During this segment, I went over and I sometimes twist it, and it wasn't there. And so it must have fallen off, like in the shower.
Are
but
you
I
sure?
Imagined...
the shower. So you said not during the show.
Well, he says he never takes it off.
Right. I noticed that it was gone during the show, but I don't know when it fell off. This is weird because
it could
be
anywhere.
It could be anywhere. Thank God I never leave the house.
Check your stools.
Did Kerry remove it in your sleep?
Check your stools. We'll come back and I'll give you the Masters Club dinner.
I want to hear the dinner, yeah.
And more fun and more thrills right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa.
I hope I didn't swallow it.
That's how they get to it. Well, then that's when you, get a small toothpick.
I've got a doctor that can help with that.
Go to the paintless dent remover. Hey, everybody, how would you like to be the most interesting person at the next big party you go to?
Right.
Don't make up a story about skipping work with some fable about an alleged colonoscopy, because that is a lie.
Faker.
Just show up with a bottle of wine. That's what we're talking about next, by the way. It's Josh's colonoscopy after I give you the menu ad. Just show up with a bottle of wine from an independent winemaker with a truly unique story. This podcast is sponsored by one of my favorites, Naked Wines, a subscription service that seamlessly connects you to the finest independent winemakers on the planet. So you get a case of the market's best quality wine for a fraction of the price you'd normally pay in stores. With our code, you can get 6 bottles of wine for just $39.99. Plus, you can pause or cancel at any time. You need to join the Naked Wines community. Head to nakedwines.com/TMOS and put in our code TMOS for both the code and the password. And you'll get 6 bottles of wine for just $39.99. And I've done it twice, and they are fantastic. Shipping included. That's nakedwines.com/TMOS and the code for 6 bottles of wine for $39.99. And good luck avoiding polyps. All right. Before we get to the polyps, let me give you what they had. Is this from Jack Nicklaus's? This is Jack Nicklaus's last champion dinner menu.
So it he's was, dying?
Let me see. It was as legendary as his swing classic. Let's see what they had. I don't think it sounds legendary. Gulf shrimp cocktail.
Okay.
Graber olives, Rob? Are they Graber olives?
That sounds right.
Corn sticks.
Jack Nicklaus's world famous corn sticks.
Brie or Havarti cheese with wafers.
That sounds to me like someone trying to be fancy.
Green toss salad, dinner rolls, African lobster tail, New York prime sirloin steak.
But who can eat a steak, Mike, when you filled up on wafers?
This is not legendary.
No, it's lame.
Chicken, broiled or fried.
Oh, Jack Nicklaus's flavorless broiled chicken.
Fresh fish, broiled or sautéed. Green beans, almondine. Buttered sliced carrots. What's legendary about this?
Hi, this is Jack Nicklaus. Would you like more carrots?
Dessert.
Ice cream.
Black forest cake.
Ah.
Cheesecake. Pound cake. Chocolate nut sundae. Crab baked apple pie. I'm club baked apple pie.
Do you have to eat all of these? Is that the rule?
I don't know. I'd love to know what the most recent one, but that's neither here nor there. I should have read it. Let's talk colonoscopy. Josh, yesterday was your big procedure. I texted you. You said you were a little sleepy, but other than that, how did it go? How was the procedure? Was your cleanse proper? All the questions.
I was, cleanse worked out fine.
Great.
Just a little bit of trouble sleeping that night.
Okay. Yeah, because you were cramping. Your stomach was unsettled.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Multiple times getting out of bed. That type of thing.
Yeah, you're welcome, ladies.
I was shocked when I got to the place that they had, like, this is all they do.
Yeah.
And they had, like, 28 little beds to start lining people up. So they just run through it all day.
Wow, modern it's like medicine. Like a car wash.
It was.
It's the way of modern medicine. It's the limited number of... Yeah. I think there... I don't know anything about what it is to be a medical professional or what the schedules of doctors used to be. But I would think that in the old days, doctors that did this were probably would do them periodically. What you have now and probably have for some time is they do them all on one day. They get them all, you know, they get all this and that's the day they do their procedures. And that's probably why you have
it. It's the same way they film Wheel of Fortune. Yeah. They do them all in one day and then they take the rest of the week off.
They've got 20. I each bay had a number, so I looked. The highest number was 28. So they got 28 bays where they get you set up in there. They get you all the prep, and then they roll you into the little surgery room,
right?
Where the doctors. Then when it's done, you roll you back out.
Was it fun going under?
I mean, sure. It was in and out. Don't remember.
But I mean, the experience. Obviously, it's something you haven't done a lot of. Have you ever been anesthetized?
One other time.
Mm. Okay. I always and kind of look forward to it. I do too.
Well, I mean, me too. No, that's all I have left.
I hate being the patient.
Okay.
Any type of thing. Doctor, dentist, anything.
You see, Rob probably likes it, and I like it because we are both similar in that way. Do you like being the patient, Rob?
Yes, of course. Yeah. I got really good at it.
Yeah. I mean, it's just I don't mind. And the anesthesia for me was always – I don't know. I don't like drugs per se. I really don't. I like a drink once in a while. But I just, the idea of being put under, I always loved it.
Yeah.
I
propofol. Still, you know, have you ever had propofol?
I don't know the specifics.
I think
that's what they said this was.
Yeah, it's good stuff. It really is. But you'll be thirsty when you wake up.
It was enough that I went out fast enough that there was no like countdown or anything.
Okay. I love, by the way, on YouTube, the videos of people going under and the people that try to fight it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the big question is, after it was done, they usually, in short order, give you a little health report.
Well, first, I was shocked how young the doctor was.
He was 15.
He was like, no, he was like 30 years old.
Wow.
He was a young guy.
Welcome to getting older.
There yeah, and you know what? Exactly. 30's not that young. Mm-hmm. It's okay. 30's yeah. okay. Yeah.
Yes, but it's when you're in that situation, a 30-year-old in a lab coat looks like a teenager.
Yeah, you want a Doc Baker from Little House.
You're flying a 747, or you're getting somebody that's doing a medical procedure. You want to see a little gray hair. Yeah. That's what you want to see with that.
You know? Yeah, but you know what? It's not like this is a transplant.
No, but you know, it's still, Rob, it's still something where they can find things that might be an issue. What did they say when they came back?
Well, they sent pictures home, which I didn't expect.
Oh, that's nice.
Which
put
I don't
them on
think
the
anyone
fridge.
Needs. Mm-hmm. I haven't even looked at them. They gave them to my wife, and she said she didn't want them.
So you haven't looked at them?
No, but he said he came out. He said everything's good, perfectly clean.
No polyps?
No polyps, no nothing. He said he did have to suck out a little corn. I don't know if he says that to everyone.
Have
you had corn recently?
I thought back, and I did over the weekend, so maybe.
God.
Now yes. I did have
I
one,
but I don't know if it's. I don't know if he was trying
That's
to make a joke. If he says that to everyone,
make a joke.
It sounds like a joke. Yeah.
They don't have a vacuum cleaner that they go in there with. It's not like detailing an automobile. That's not.
I have no idea, and I was still under the influence of the drug.
So it probably played real well for you.
I'm sure it confused me.
Now, here's a question. When the
he had to suck out Jack Nicklaus's corn sticks.
And he found my wedding ring.
I was going to say, did he lose his wedding ring?
Are you freaked out about your wedding ring?
I am. I want to go find it right now. I bet it's in bed, but I mean, it's not.
Are you losing weight?
I'm lower than I have been in a while. But yeah, I mean, I lost my ring in a pool once. I probably should get it sized down.
Yeah, you probably should. And one of the first things when you lose weight, you should know this, the hands, the fingers get thin.
Exactly. That's why I've started working at the clinic, 28 bays.
Okay, we had to suck out a wedding ring out of Josh's colon.
That would be a terrific magic trick, by the way.
Do you have some beautiful video for us?
Mike, it's gorgeous, but also thought-provoking.
Is it as beautiful as a corn stick?
No, not Jack Nicklaus's corn sticks.
Jack Nicklaus's corn sticks.
They're made with real corn.
Legendary mud, but hey, everybody. Derby time is right around the corner. It said Derby time C right around the corner.
Is there an errant C? My apologies.
No, it's S-I. Derby time C right around
the
corner.
Oh, it's an international spot. That's the deal. That's what's going on.
And the Michael Mara Show Kentucky Derby Party is racing your way. Join us Saturday, May 3rd at 5 p.m. at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern for a night of fun, laughter, food, drinks, and, of course, the big race. Gentlemen and ladies, bring your boldest, fiercest, most fabulous hat for our legendary ladies' hat contest. Think big, feathered, fab. Are you listening, Americans? The best part, it's free. So mark your calendars, rally your crew, and RSVP now. You definitely want a reservation, 703-435-GYMS. I am traveling north for this big-time fun. The least you can do is make the trip.
Yeah, do it, folks.
In any case, see you Saturday, May 3rd at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. And remember, the odds are in your favor. Remember, because it's important. People can call Jimmy's at 703-435-GYMS or email... Write this down.
Yes.
Danielle.Jimmy's Old Town Tavern@gmail.com for
reservations. Easy peasy.
You'll laugh until you're hoarse, ladies and gentlemen.
Get it, hoarse?
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry time.
The great 89.
89. WLS.
Mike, Missouri is a state I've never been to. Have you ever been to Missouri? Or as they say there, Missouri?
I've been to St. Louis, probably the airport. That's about it.
You got the arch there. It's a big deal, the Gateway Arch. Do you know there's an elevator in it?
In the arch?
Yeah, it's like a curved elevator goes up to the top of it. That's crazy, isn't it?
Okay, I guess so.
But that is not why I brought you here today. Today, there's a Missouri woman who was trying to broker a deal that I think is unacceptable.
Particularly heinous and just disturbing to read.
That's Lincoln County prosecuting attorney Mike Wood's reaction after poring over the alleged abuse committed by Brenda Deutsch of Winfield.
Two things that really stood out was the number of children that had been fostered through that home and then the allegations that these types of abuse and emotional neglect had been going on for what seems to be perhaps a decade.
However, a recent case sparked a police investigation on November 21st. A school resource officer at a Lincoln
Beautiful
County
city.
School noticed a student missing. According to charging documents, Deutsch requested to take a girl in her care to her friend's home in Texas. The child was often left alone there in dirty living conditions with
That's
exotic
bad.
Animals, mm-hmm. which Wood said Deutsch collects. The attorney explaining a Gross. Monkey was potentially exchanged along the lines of human trafficking.
She traded her foster kid for a monkey.
God.
For
damn.
A monkey. Now, bad enough the people that profit from fostering children, but not trading for a monkey. That's bad.
Well, it depends. What type of monkey?
Are you referring to a capuchin monkey like on
Gemstones? Yes, the Righteous Gemstone has a monkey that I will trade my children for.
It's a pretty great, and Mike, that's what I was going to tell you at risk of spoiling. You say Gemstones is off your radar, but they've introduced a monkey, and it's great.
You might that you know, monkeys are fun. Lancelot Link, I go back to. I'm about it. What are we going to do now, Monty?
I don't know, Lancelot.
So monkeys are great, so you may want to check back with it. Now, how do you feel about them bringing back animals that were allegedly extinct or are extinct and using sort of, as they say, adjacent DNA to bring them back?
I love it. I think it's fantastic.
I do, too.
I think it's
very, never
very
look
cool.
like the real thing.
No, I think this
like
one does.
Didn't you have the mammoth mice or something?
Well, yeah, that's just a baby step. They weren't okay. They didn't expect
that's
it to be a woolly
mammoth.
Mammoth
mice?
Yeah, they put woolly mammoth genes into a mouse, and it was very fluffy.
Was it real? I never remember.
Yes,
that must have been when I wasn't here. I'd remember that.
Well,
that's
Mike,
great.
This is an animule that you have seen in Game of Thrones. It's called the Dire Wolf, and they thought it didn't exist anymore, and they brought him back, and here are the puppies, and they are cute.
Scientists claim to have brought a 12,500-year-old wolf species back from extinction.
Aren't they
great? A Dallas-based biotech company has used gene editing and cloning technology to create 3 dire wolf pups. Popularized by HBO's Game of Thrones, Colossal Biosciences claims that these direwolf cubs have now become the world's first successfully de-extincted animal.
I love it.
I think it's cool.
What's the big animal that they're showing then? If it's those 3 pups that they keep
holding. The big animal is the one that was playing a direwolf in Game of Thrones. So I don't know if they CGI'd it or just like put a dog
in
the outfit.
Are they all pure white like that?
Yeah.
There's only
3 of them right now, but they're all white. I think cool.
To me, this is fascinating and, spent no expense.
Right. Dinosaur time.
Yeah,
to do
exactly.
My Richard Attenborough. Spent no expense.
You know what? If you really want to treat yourself, folks, get a great surround sound system.
Yeah,
and
listen
watch
to
the
Richard
scene.
Attenborough breathe during the ice cream scene.
Eating the ice cream. It's the greatest. It's horrifying. It was the first movie I watched in surround sound when we got it installed in my house. And I was like, what is that?
Grandpa. Kids. Right. Not a lot of great dialogue in that. Yeah. You know.
So, Mike, for the animals to be brought back, they have to die. So let's talk about death. Let's close with death today.
Oh my, wow.
This we haven't been we've been in Philadelphia a lot, it seems, this week on the beautiful video segment. Mm-hmm. And this you don't want this to happen at your funeral. I mean, a funeral is a funeral. It's going to be sad no matter what. The last thing you need is a disaster.
We're hearing that none of the injuries are considered serious, but this was a shocking turn.
Stop it. Hold on. I know the video you're going to play. This is so horrible.
It is really bad.
This
I'm not laughing
so
at it.
So horrible, but did you ever process that it was anything other than the hole built just for the casket going into the ground? Did you ever know that it was like an entire scaffolding or something?
I think that must vary from cemetery to cemetery, because I've been there for the lowering of the coffin. And
all right,
it's
this is just imagine you are part of this gang.
Right. Okay.
Watch this. And
go back to the lady here.
Oh, yeah.
My grief. You could see the men carrying the casket of Benjamin Aviles slowly making their way through Greenmount Cemetery in North Philadelphia last week.
Beautiful hearse.
Then the unimaginable. As they put down the casket, the wood platform above the burial site collapses, sending the men tumbling into the grave.
It was just a horrible incident that happened in a bad moment.
It really was.
So, my observance. Yes. Can we play it one more time?
Okay, yeah, we'll do that again.
Let's take another peek.
Yeah, I think, is that normal?
No, it's not normal for them to fall into the grave.
No, but I think that must be normal that they dig a bigger hole, and I didn't know that.
But when you have pallbearers who all look to be above three bills,
yeah,
I think that's more of a problem.
And also, that's not the lightest coffin in the catalog.
It looks like Mr. Aviles was probably a man of larger carriage as well.
Based on his friends alone.
Yeah.
Perhaps they owned a restaurant together.
Lay it on us, Rob. Let's take a look.
Then the unimaginable. As they put down the casket, the wood platform above the burial site collapses, sending the men tumbling into the grave.
Sorry.
It was just a horrible incident.
It was a terrible incident.
I think if you fall in, you got to stay.
Yeah. It's sort of a coming attraction. But you know what? That could have had to do, maybe it was wet soil. And they couldn't put the lowering thing on it, and so they had to put the platform down?
You'll have to do a full investigation. Rob Spiewak Dateline coming up. Right. How did the casket fall? We've got to take a break. Or did it, everyone? We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new bonus episode. Also, a TMOS Extra this week should be dropping sometime by the end of the week about hockey. We're going to pay tribute to really what for many, many moons has been one of my favorite all-time sports. You're going to love that. And lots more coming up. Don't forget, get to MikeOMaraShow.com. Buy some great stuff from our store. Get yourself a cruise package and join us the weekend of December 3rd. Am I right? Or is it December 5th? The weekend of December 5th.
December 5th.
It's May 3rd, December 5th. I always get that confused. All that good stuff happening. For Josh Soroka and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Blessings.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
What the hell's going on here? Just thought we're almost finished. Good. Golly, Miss Molly.
You know, when my inner decorator kicks in, I can't be stopped. Everything is daffodils and duck stencils, you know what I'm saying?
Colds, flus, strips, even COVIDs. Every disease cured with ease by this blessed formula based on ancient scripture.